Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our tiny planet and what we can look for in our dark island skies. As usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's great to be back. Look out for the planet Jupiter rising early in the afternoon. Also, look out for Mars, which will rise a little bit later at 10:36 p.m. Now, the moon will be passing through its last quarter phase this week, and so we will see a welcome return to dark skies by week's end.
Now, we have an update on a story that we had a few weeks ago, the European mission to Mars.
That's right. We are returning to the story of the ExoMars spacecraft and its robotic rover, which is due to land on Mars in about 7 months' time. Well, on March the 14th, the ExoMars spacecraft soared into orbit atop a Russian-made rocket. The launch went off without a hitch until the separation of the booster that was to send the probe to Mars. This booster exploded into thousands of fragments shortly after separating from the ExoMars spacecraft. So the booster was basically done.
So some very good timing, it sounds like.
Incredibly. Luckily, ExoMars was a considerable distance away from the booster when it exploded. However, that explosion would have created thousands of pieces of fast-moving space debris. Now, it looks like ExoMars may have got lucky, but we won't know until they test the science instruments in a few weeks' time.
There could be some damage on it, and we just haven't been able to detect it yet.
Yeah, the chances are remote, but they are still there.
And how about the other stuff that flung off of that? Any of that going to come down like a rain of debris on planet Earth?
Now, inevitably, some of this stuff will burn up in orbit, but situations like this create clouds of debris that travel through space for quite a long period of time.
And it only really takes like a screwdriver or a wrench, right? Isn't that big enough to cause a lot of problems?
But when you think about it, it's not so much the size, but the speed. Even a tiny screw traveling through space at 25,000 miles per hour can really ruin your day. Of course, some of this stuff is so small it could be the size of flecks of paint, which means trying to track it from Earth is a real hassle.
The Pan-STARRS on Maui keeps track of the asteroids and larger objects, but what do they do to keep track of the small stuff?
The small stuff is tracked using radar.
Radar in space or radar on the Earth?
This is radar on the Earth.
Wow, keeping track of flecks of paint in space.
That's basically it. Someone's got to keep an eye on it.
Right. Christopher Phillips and another fascinating stargazer. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.